One of Elsie's jobs as a protocol officer for the U.S. Department of State was to hand flowers to the First Lady, who in turn would hand flowers to the First Lady of a visiting dignitary. Now, this didn't always go quite as well as planned, and so this covers two stories, one with Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy and the other one with Lady Bird Johnson, and I called it White House Flower Girl. Mrs. Nurmi, the formidable Mr. Spook, stops by his new secretary's desk. Come with me. I need you to hand Mrs. Kennedy flowers for Mrs. Selassie. But I'm not dressed to see Mrs. Kennedy, Elsie weakly protests. Thankfully, he is already out the door, or she might have been fired on the spot. Eventually, she'll learn there's really only one rule of protocol, even for secretaries, which is now. It seems everything has a deadline, and the deadline is the very same minute you're standing in. Well, I need my job more than my dignity, she decides and meets him at the elevator. Down they go to the basement to pick up a government car, and 15 minutes later they're parked at Union Station. Elsie knows Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia is arriving from New York City after his UN meeting for a state visit at the White House. But knowing from the safety of your secretarial desk is a far cry from handing flowers to the First Lady to be given to the Emperor's wife. Like every other female federal employee, Elsie is wowed by Jacqueline's style. Sheepishly, as they walk through the train station, Elsie considers her own wardrobe. Here I am, wearing a lime green sheath dress like Jackie, my hair in her bouffant hairstyle. Elsie hates to admit it, I am a blonde, blue-eyed, Finnish farm girl version of Jackie from head to toe. But, Elsie decides, I think I carry it off rather well. Now she trembles. It is one thing to dress like Mrs. Kennedy. It's another to walk up to her representing the United States Department of State Protocol Office. Okay, Mrs. Nurmi, Mr. Spooks advises Elsie as they stand in a cavernous train station waiting. Make sure you stand near Mrs. Kennedy so you can hand her the roses when she needs them. Then he strolls off to talk to some of the other State Department staff. Elsie hears a faint horn announcing the train will soon be approaching the station. She watches the empty track mesmerized. Mrs. Kennedy stands chatting quietly with her staff. Elsie casually gazes around the terminal. She used to work for the Atlantic Coast Line Railroad. Her glass-windowed office lay between two train tracks. She loved trains, loved watching people hurry to catch them, going somewhere, anywhere. She looks back toward Mrs. Kennedy. Where is she? Elsie panics. Far away from her, she sees Jacqueline striding gracefully toward the slowly arriving train. Paralyzed with indecision, Elsie wonders, is she going to walk back? Just then, she hears a booming voice hollering at her. Mrs. Nurmi, Brooks roars, now! Elsie begins to run. She can hear her black-heeled shoes hitting the station platform like staccato notes on her piano. She runs, faster and faster. She's closing in. The train groans to a stop. Mrs. Selassie is descending. Jackie stands at the foot of the metal stairs. Jackie turns to her left. Elsie throws the flowers into her hands. The First Lady graciously turns and places the extravagant bouquet of long-stemmed red roses into Mrs. Selassie's arms. Elsie manages to stagger discreetly behind a pillar, double over, and pant for breath. This is no way to run a business, she thinks to herself. I may have a very short career here. She worriedly glances back at her boss. She tries to walk back to him with dignity. Well, what little dignity is left in her disheveled state. Being a White House flower girl sometimes leaves Elsie holding the bag when diplomatic disaster strikes. On this particular day, she holds a bouquet to be given by Lady Bird Johnson. The helicopter flies into sight on a beautiful blue Washington day with fluffy cumulus clouds floating overhead. The flowers she carries are, once again, long-stemmed red roses. The helicopter starts to descend. Lady Bird Johnson stands close by waiting. Elsie is ready. Then the air begins to swirl around them as the copter blades roar overhead until the sound is deafening. She feels like she's in a tornado, the wind plastering her Navy Brooks Brothers suit against her, her hair being torn to pieces. Finally, the copter touches ground and the rotor blades slow to a quiet, slapping sound against the air. As the visiting dignitaries are escorted onto the grass, Elsie relaxes, ready to transfer the flowers. She steps toward Mrs. Johnson, giving the roses one last glance to make sure they weren't disturbed by the wind. "Where are they?" She stares in stunned silence. All she has in her hands are a bunch of green stems. She turns back to where she was standing. Hundreds of bright red rose petals are fluttering across the grass like brightly colored Easter eggs. "What to do?" as her husband Herbie would say. Well, there really was nothing to do. She walks up to the First Lady, whispers an apology, and hands her the bouquet of stems.